This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Have you revealed anywhere on the network of Spin, on a podcast or on the air at this point, what gender your baby is?
Sorry, that is so weird. I was literally like, will we just say what the gender is while Dave's away? Because he'll be so annoyed. Because I'm like, at this stage, I don't care anymore.
Oh, no, we'll keep it for the show, will we?
Yeah, no, we can keep it for the show. No, I was only thinking, I was like, yeah, I'll say it like next week or whatever. Because then baby comes soon anyway.
Yeah.
I had an idea and it would tie in well to this. Next Friday, we do the baby sweepstake on the show. So you can say that you're going to have a your due date as well.
Okay, we'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out.
Yeah, very good.
Not Callum revealing the gender of my baby.
I will have to double check that just to make sure if I'm not using any pronouns as well. I don't think I did. Well, meticulously listen. We will say what the gender of the baby is and when you're due, and then we get listeners to predict how heavy the baby will be.
Oh my God, that's
we
good.
We can do that on the last
that's
on your
good.
Last day,
that's
so
fun.
We can save it all that.
Yes. Did you tell Fiona any of the other fun stuff we're doing next week?
No, this is all a surprise. Well, but that's not because it's not locked in yet.
The sweepstake.
No, the other thing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm working on that at the minute.
Oh, that has to happen.
Yeah,
the Monday to Friday thing.
Well, it'll be a 2 day thing.
Oh my God!
Tuesday to Thursday. So,
are you going to get other pregnant women in that I can rub bellies with?
I'll write that down.
Write that. Make a note of that.
Oh no, Fiona! I don't know if you knew anything. Next 2 weeks, so fun.
I don't know anything. Anything that's happening.
I wasn't sure.
I'm one foot out the door
because you've been kind of quiet about it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Too much. But Callum's got big plans.
Well, I really hope they come up. The thing that I'm really working on, they've gone quiet on me at the minute. So I'm going to ring them today because they were chatty and then they've gone quiet.
Guys, what the hell?
Will be a bit of fun.
Are you going to get my yoga teacher in?
No, I've got the cat. To
the famous yoga cat that hangs around the studio.
Please get Fudge in.
Fudge, little Fudgy. Okay, good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go. My David Fiona in the morning.
Hello.
Harry is
this rain
on.
Is a joke.
No, it really is. And it's getting me to the point where, I mean, I'm trying to be sustainable. I'm trying to take a leaf out of your book, Emma, and start a capsule wardrobe. But like, the rain is pounding like my puffer duvet coat so hard, and I had to wash it last night because I was in Super IU and I got this I got this box of like waffles that comes with maple syrup.
Beautiful.
In it, and I was holding it close to my
heart.
Body in case anyone tried to take it from me, because I was like, yeah, there was like 50 more on the shelf, but like maybe someone would want mine. And I like took the thing away from myself, and the maple syrup had like leaked all over my coat.
Sugar, yeah.
So I had to come put my coat in the wash last night. Like it's not
what
clean.
Does one do? I know.
And it's really the only one I have, and I'm like, do I need to buy another one of them now?
Do you know what I noticed? Lots of coats aren't waterproof anymore.
Yeah, they're water resistant, and it's like it doesn't actually keep you dry at all.
No. And like you said, the coat is soggy when you pick it up the next day.
Yeah,
maybe
it's
worth getting a proper waterproof coat.
Yeah, in Rains. Do you know that shop?
Oh, is there a shop called Rains?
It's literally called Rains.
I'm sure they're doing great business the last few weeks.
I'd say they're bleeding hard. They're delighted they opened here.
Not due to stop at all today, lads.
Stop! I looked at the forecast this morning because obviously my coat's not dry, and I was like, oh, okay, it's fine. It's not that bad.
Well, I'm looking at the Swedish group.
Why are the Swedes always right about everything? What are they trying to prove?
The Swedes are saying it's not going to stop until about 11 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow, it's not going to stop from 7 a.m. until Friday at about 11.
Maybe I'll just wear swimming togs out and just lean in.
Honestly, girl.
It's my life now.
Two more sleeps until we give away 200,000 euro. Unless you take naps like us.
Oh yeah,
might
then
be
it's about
four
16.
Sleeps.
Yeah. Cat naps.
By night, two more sleeps to go until we give away 200,000 euro on Spin's cash machine. We'll give you all the details in a little bit.
Beautiful. Okay, I feel like all I talk about recently is being pregnant, and I'm sorry for that, but like you can't have much of a life otherwise outside of that when you're at this stage that I am. And
can I just say to you, like, listening, Fiona's really paranoid about talking about being pregnant, and I'm like, girl, relax, you're so pregnant.
You're not going to hide it from anyone. People know. I just feel, I don't know. I know. I think some people are like, shut up immediately.
No.
But I'm trying to put a unique spin on it.
I had a dream last night very quickly that you left work yesterday, called me over to your house, had a baby called Peggy, little girl.
Oh my God.
And I was like, are you joking? Sure, you were at work an hour ago and you were like, look, my belly's gone.
Oh my
and
God.
And I was like, Peggy
is so cute.
Literally, I was at your door of your house and you were like, I had her. She's here.
Stop. This is so funny because I just saw someone I really vaguely know on Instagram get a tiny little puppy the other day and name it Peggy.
Oh,
and
cute.
I was like, that is so cute. Okay, so something to be said for Peggy. But I just, hopefully Peggy comes later today because if she does, she'll do me a favour. I feel absolutely like rotten and vile at the moment.
Stop.
Like pregnancy is beautiful, blah, blah, blah. Pregnancy
is gorgeous. My sister being in this position, just feeling horrible.
Yeah, like I just feel a bit bet down. Like,
do you remember feeling sexy?
No, I don't. I do not remember
feeling like, ooh, I look great in this.
No, I don't recall. We were here in studio yesterday and our friend from marketing, Lucy, came in to visit us to say hello. And I was like, get out. Like, she just looks absolutely stunning. Now, obviously, bear in mind, she comes into work a bit later than us. So she's got like the full glam. She's got her hair done, makeup. She's wearing a little blazer. She's wearing a kitten heel. I was like, we can't be together in a room at the moment.
Well, neither can I with Lucy.
Even when I'm not pregnant, it's like, you're doing too much.
They had a photo shoot yesterday as well, the marketing lot, so she was extra glam for
I
know, and you know what?
But she looks like that anyway.
She does. And when I saw after that they were having the shoot, I was like, makes sense. And then I had the exact same thought. I was like, she looks like that anyway.
She does. She was actually, do you know what? She was a bit casual for Lucy. I was like, need a higher heel.
I was in a meeting with her yesterday and she was like, do you mind if I take the heels off because they're hurting my feet? So she was just raw dogging around the office at one point.
Oh my God.
So I see a different side to her.
Okay, well, that doesn't make me feel better at all. Her dainty little feet walking around in the tights while I stomp in my cankles. My friend Terry called over to the house yesterday to drop off a Christmas present, which is a good time to drop it, I think, February. Mm. I was like, thank you, because it gives you something to look forward to.
Yes.
And she was like, how are you doing? She's had two kids. And I, like, for reasons unknown, just, like, took off my sock. And I was like, look. And then I was like, why did I do that? And she was like, no, I understand.
Yeah.
And then she like gave my feet a little pat and she was like, I've been there. She was like, that'll go straight away. I have no ankle. Like,
My sister had terrible issues with her feet as well. Yeah. That was her big thing. And she was so uncomfortable. What are you wearing? What can you wear shoe wise? Are you wearing?
I'm wearing slippers every day.
Yeah, but that's all you can do. Can I see them? Can I have a live look?
Do you want me to see? You want to see my feet?
Oh,
okay, but I'll do it on the other side because Callum might not want to see them.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Like feet.
No, fair. Who does? Yeah. But all I have at the moment.
Whilst Fiona takes her shoe off,
stop. You're grand. You poor thing.
No, there is no ankle.
Look, it's just Peggy doing her thing.
I'm actually not looking at any.
No,
of
course, Callum, you can look away.
Did you get a foot massage or something?
I actually did get a massage over the weekend because I was away with my mom and sister, and they avoided the feet. Maybe they were like, we can't touch that.
What causes the swollen feet?
There's like more fluid retention. Sorry if my feet smelled there as well.
No.
I mean, I did have a shower last night, but anyway. So I'm trying to like somehow feel put together. So I put a bit of fake tan on. And
you look lovely.
I feel like the baby sucks it up or absorbs it. I feel like the tan lasts for about 3 minutes.
Peggy's going to come out glowing.
And it's gone. I know. I'm like, is this how baby... Like, I thought when babies came out tanned, it means they have jaundice. Like, I remember when my friend had a baby. I was like, he's lovely glow on him. She was like, yeah, he's got jaundice. But apparently... They do, like, for hormonal reasons, it can suck up your tan a bit more. Or it can come out a bit patchy. Like, or when you get your eyebrows tinted, it can suck that away more. So basically, I'm just going to be absolute monster for the next few weeks.
You're absolutely beautiful.
Thanks,
you're carrying that baby with nothing but class and dignity.
I wish Dave was here because he'd be like, yeah, you are rotten.
I think you're beautiful. You're glowing. You're fine. Bit of self-confidence, please.
No, that's gone. Like, I'll bring it back when the baby comes. I know you have to speak positively around them. Yes, I'm gorgeous. But yeah, no, feeling rough. And the tan has been sucked immediately back up as soon as I put it on.
Any swelling otherwise? Just the feet? No, I'm really curious.
A bit of swelling in the stomach.
Well, I know
that. And a bit
that.
In the hands.
Okay. It's mad, isn't it, what it does?
It's mad. But it's so beautiful. Our bodies are amazing.
If my dream goes the way, if it works out, you'll have the baby in about an hour. You'll
Peggy
be home and all.
Later.
You'll have visitors within an hour of giving birth.
Oh my God.
Somber and Undressed on Spin, the home of 10 plus 1. It's back today, giving you a chance to win epic prizes, AirPods, flight vouchers, Apple Watches and all the like. If you catch Michaela or Steve playing an extra song rather than Spin's 10 Spin Hits in a row, it kicks off from 10 o'clock this morning. Lads, hot honey. Hot honey, hot honey everywhere. Winnie the Pooh had his day.
He did.
He tried to make hot honey a thing. It wasn't even hot honey. That was back in the 80s, the 90s. What is our newfound obsession with hot honey?
Hot honey is Winnie the Pooh in a thong.
Where did this craze come from? When's it gonna go is my question. Went to pick up some ye olde cereal yesterday in my weekly shop. Just a bit of sustenance, something fun to have in the press, you know. Went through a Cocoa Pops phase a few weeks ago. Decided let's move on from that. Decided to go for nothing better than a bit of crunchy nut at times.
Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah, I can't beat a bit of crunchy nut. I was aghast, to say the least, when I arrived home and realised I had picked up a limited edition hot honey flavour crunchies.
No, no.
Now, there's really concerningly a photo, on the front cover, they display two parts of a hot red pepper, on each side. This has to stop. I don't want my mouth burning off me from a bowl of cereal.
At breakfast cereal, keep it out of the cereal aisle. You don't want to look at a breakfast cereal and be like, oh, that could like burn the ring off me. Like that, like that cereal could give me the scutters. Like why? Why? Like, I get it. It's a trend, air quotes. Yeah. But, like, leave it on pizza or leave it on whatever.
Your normal worry about, like, you just mentioned the S word.
Yeah.
Would be, like, if you had something really spicy for dinner for the next day.
Exactly.
But imagine actually being like, you know what?
I'm starting my day off this
exactly.
way.
I'm so brave that I'm going to start the day with pepper in the office.
I'm choosing violence.
I want to see how this tastes. I've poured you a bowl there for you.
Well, with what I've just said.
Okay. I know, but just even just take a mouthful.
No,
yeah?
I will.
See what the fuss is about.
Do you know what annoys me?
Crunchy nut hot honey.
And I'll tell you what's annoying about it. Thank you so much, Callum. The honey, like everything says it's hot honey at the moment. Dwayne ordered a hot honey pizza the other day from a takeaway, I won't say which. And I was like, did you put this honey on yourself? And he was like, no, it came. And I'm like, you can literally taste, it's just honey. It's not even spicy. There's no chili infused. People need to stop.
Right, let's have a go.
Okay, this actually does look spicy.
How do you know it looks spicy?
I feel like there's a bit of a chili powder on it.
Oh, damn, it's delicious.
Oh
that's wait, lovely. The flakes are thicker, which is good.
The flakes are thicker, which is good.
No, but there's a spicy aftertaste.
There is a sweetness to it. Mm. It's kind of, it's not too hot. Oh, okay.
Oh my God. It kind of reminds me of Honey Loops, / Honey Nut Loops. I never knew what they were called when I was younger.
Yeah, when you have like regular crunchy nut, they're kind of a bit rough around the edges and there's bits of nut peanuts on it, whereas there's no peanuts on this. They're very smooth.
Guys, I take back everything I said. This is amazing.
No, the cereal itself is good, but I don't like the spicy aftertaste. I would eat that full box if it didn't have the spice. Why? I don't want a spicy cereal. And I love spicy food. I'm cross.
The woman has spoken, guys.
I want it, but I don't want it.
It could bring on the pregnancy.
It actually could. Imagine.
We could have a baby by 10 a.m.
Early labour because of a honey nut, crunchy nut.
Oh, that'd be so embarrassing. Tate McRae, Nobody's Girl. Can Dublin, the world, the universe, please get over everything suddenly having to be hot honey?
Yeah.
We were saying, it's on everything. You did a big bit about it in the show before that no matter where you go at the moment, you can't get anything without it being hot honey.
Hot honey.
Well, I went to the shop yesterday innocently trying to just buy myself a little bit of cereal as a girl likes to do sometimes on a Tuesday evening, you know. Fancied a bit of crunchy nut. I came home and realised I'd accidentally picked up this limited edition hot honey Kellogg's crunchy nut. We just did a live taste test. I was duped early on going, this ain't so bad, you know. Mm. Tasted nice, good texture. My mouth is on fire.
That's often the way with spicy food. Like you're lulled into a false sense of security and then it's only after you stop eating that you're like, oh.
Callum just said, my mouth is on fire. I hate everything.
Yeah, I was really apprehensive at the start having little nibbles and as it went on, I was bigger scoops.
You rallied it down like towards
the end. I feel like I've had a vindaloo. I'm not in the
vindaloo. Poor Callum. Bruno Mars and I Just Might on Spin. Your chance to win a grand after 8 o'clock. If you want to play the tricky 10 this morning, get all 10 correct, win a grand just like that. It's tricky in a WhatsApp if you want to play. And our number, I'm sure you know it, 087 711 1038 in case you don't.
Guys, my life at the moment essentially revolves around Love Island. So I'm so glad that it's been such a good season because it's been what's it they call it? Appointment viewing.
Yes.
And as a result of that, I've become very familiar with the ads that play during the ad breaks.
The famously long ad breaks.
The famously long ad breaks. Now, my husband, Dwayne, has always said that I am like such a sucker for ads. He's like, you go into some sort of weird trance when the ads come on. Like,
do you?
You know when other people go to the bathroom or whatever? I like really sit there and just watch them.
Even
like,
though they're so repetitive.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe it's my downtime or my quiet time. And like, if I see an ad for some sort of food, like I always have to go and then get that food. Like I'm a bit of a mark. Like
right.
They see me coming. But obviously the ad, you probably know what I'm talking about at the moment. It was a question on the girly quiz last week, and Dave was very upset about it. It's the last night a DJ saved my life, but instead it's last night a Tampax saved
my vibe.
Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart.
I'm sure it's exactly what that band from the 80s would have wanted.
Well, do you know what the name of the band is? In Deep. Which is what you do with a tampon. So, hey.
My favourite alternative line to that Tampax song is Last night a Tampax kept my big pants in the drawer.
Yes. It's like, okay, you really, yeah. No need to kind of give it to us that hard. But yeah, to be fair, you can keep the granny knickers away if you do have Tampax. So shout out. And that girl always looks absolutely delighted. And I'm like, do you know what? You're selling the product to me. I don't need tampons right now. But hey, when I do, I'll buy them again. So I was kind of thinking, There's songs that specifically now live in my head in relation to the ads
yes.
that they're in. And I'm wondering if you're the same. Now, some of these I think I'm going to really age myself with.
That's okay.
So for the first one, I tried to go a bit more recent.
Sure.
So let's just see if you are on the same wavelength as me. Now, clue, this is another song that they changed the lyrics to in the ad.
Okay.
If I were a boy... Even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed.
I love that you said more recent.
Well, the ad is more recent.
Okay.
Little known artist Beyonce there with If I Were a Boy. Do you know what ad that featured in?
If I Were a Toy.
Yes!
Which is from Smith.
Yes, well done. I should have got the If I Were a Toy version. I was just thinking, if I were a toy. It was the Smiths Christmas ad in 2021.
Yes!
You see the little guy fly over a park and bring all his toy friends to life.
That's so cute. Yeah, okay, very good. That's
the most modern one. Right, we take it back. Do you know what this is from?
Yeah.
They didn't change the lyrics on this one. This is
It's just as the good Lord Phil intended.
It's coming.
Come on, Emma.
It's coming to me. Give me a second. It's not even 8 o'clock in the morning. I feel like it could be for two things. One, toilet paper. Two, bleach.
Oh.
Can I give the answer?
You just tell.
It was Cadbury.
With the gorilla playing the drums.
It was, of course. Very good.
2007. And this was a groundbreaking ad because it was apparently a trendsetter in it, the fact that like the ad had nothing to do with the product.
But it still was anonymous.
Yeah, and that kind of paved the way for more ads that have nothing to do. It's not like, it's chocolate. You know what I mean?
Okay. Anyway. Well, obviously not synonymous for me because it didn't.
No, very like, much bleach. Not. I was like, this is the most obvious one ever. Okay, you're definitely not going to get this now. Next one. Oh, I love that bleach. You're not going to get this next one, but maybe producer Callum will.
Let's have a listen.
Think of this song in association with this ad, and it's so old.
Is it a car ad?
You could think it's a car, but it's not.
Oh.
Which I know is not helpful at all.
It's not a car, so is it a car product? Is it okay, move away. Is it a bicycle?
It's sports. It's of some sort.
Sports of some sort.
It rings a bell so much.
Oh man, I feel like, yeah, it kind of gives me such vibes. But again, I don't know why I'm stuck in the kitchen. What does that mean? I'm like, is it dishwasher tablets?
No.
Tell us.
Okay, well, I tell you, it's Nike. It's the 2002, it was like the FIFA World Cup advertising campaign.
Right.
And it was like all these like people playing football in like old warehouses and like kind of like cool urban settings.
Cool, cool, cool.
And anyway, okay, I have one more. Will I give it to you guys or will I give
no,
it to the
we
listeners?
Suck. So maybe to terrible. You listening, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Throw a couple of IMC Cinema passes on it.
Yes, go on. Let's. Okay, right. This is the last one. Now, this song is obviously very famous for other reasons, but the first time I knew it is because of this ad. And if you are the same, then please get in touch on 087 711 1038. What ad is this song from?
I don't know that to be from any ad. So I'm really glad that you're asking you listening this because I haven't a clue. The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
What ad on TV?
Yeah, but
did it feature on?
A long time ago. It was in 2004.
Okay. Can you cast your mind back to 2004 there? If it's handy for you. Get in touch. You could win yourself some IMC Cinema passes now, though, Dermot Kennedy. This is Funeral on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. We were staring down disaster. Bruno Mars and I Just Might on Spin. Your chance to win a grand after 8 o'clock. If you want to play the tricky 10 this morning, get all 10 correct. Win a grand just like that. It's tricky in a WhatsApp if you want to play. And our number, I'm sure you know it, 087 711 1038 in case you don't.
Guys, my life at the moment essentially revolves around Love Island. So I'm so glad that it's been such a good season because it's been what's it they call it? Appointment viewing.
Yes.
And as a result of that, I've become very familiar with the ad.
The one, the only, Dermot Kennedy. That's Funeral here on Spin. Good morning.
Good morning. I was just telling you there, I'm obsessed with ads. I really go into a trance when they're on and I feel like I let them affect me more than the average consumer. And I was playing a game with Emma and Callum there over what songs do you associate with certain ads? Can you guess what ad this song is from? Obviously based off the Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, Last Night a Tampax Saved My Vibe tampon ad that we're seeing a lot during the ads of Love Island. Mm. And I threw out to you listening, do you remember what ad The Killers' Mr. Brightside was from way back in 2004?
I'm starting to think that maybe I'm more of a visual learner.
Maybe that's it. Maybe.
Mark thinks he knows, though. Hiya.
Hi, how are you?
Yay. Good, good. All right. Does Mr. Brightside ring a bell in the context of an ad that appeared in Ireland in 2004?
It does, yeah.
Go on.
Is it Lifestyle Sports?
Is it Lifestyle Sports? It is Lifestyle Sports. Wow. Well done. Was that the first time you heard that song or had you heard it already?
I think it was, yeah.
Me too.
It definitely made it famous anyway for me.
Yeah. And I was like, these guys are really on something. And now I'm like, they definitely don't know what... Imagine just The Killers knowing what Lifestyle Sports is.
Sorry, I'm absolutely shocked that yous believe that The Killers' Mr. Brightside, a song that somehow always is in the charts even today, was launched by Lifestyle Sports.
It's all thanks to those Nike hoodies that they were selling back in 2004.
Wow. Mark, we'll send you some IMC Cinema passes for that. Fair play.
Thanks, Mark.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I watched back the ad this morning. It's literally just the song. No even voiceover, nothing. Two cartoon people like looking at hoodies.
Oh,
and
happy days.
A ball.
Well, they're still surviving today. Hey. So their advertising campaigns are pretty good. Here's Tyler now. You're on Spin. Spin
1038. Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Hello, it's just after 8. How are we?
Hey.
Guys, I'm going to do a Dave on it. I know it's probably been a nice break not to have someone whinging about you about a random ailment on a Tuesday, Wednesday morning. But hey, in his absence, you might be missing that kind of negativity.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a void.
I'm going to do it like Dave. I'm in bits. Oh, lads, I'm in absolute bits. But not in a way that I'm setting up a sick day or anything.
Soft launching the sick week.
No. No, I decided, I don't know what came over me on Monday. I was like, I'm a lazy piece of... So I went out and tried to do a run. Ran a few kilometres yesterday. Ow. Ow
Emma,
on the legs.
Sorry, went out, tried to do... Tell the people what you ran. Tell the listener what you ran.
Okay, I didn't want to brag, but I somehow managed to do a 5K and I haven't run in ages and it wasn't even that hard and I'm delighted with myself.
Now, come on! Excuse me, what? Like, people need good news at the moment. You just took it upon yourself to go out and you ran a bleeding 5K. That's going to put a pep in people's step
in
this morning.
In 36 minutes, it was slow as hell, but hey, we
come
got there.
On, that's unbelievable.
Thank you. But then yesterday, at a boxing class, at the end of the classes with Heiden Boxing Academy I go to, they often do a bit of conditioning with you. And
yes.
No, sometimes it's weights or whatever, just body weight, or it's more bag work. I don't know what came over Sean Heiden last night. He turned to us and said, you and your partner do 200 squats each, so 400 squats altogether. And then you're not allowed to continue to the second part of this workout until you've completed it. Bear in mind, I was teamed up with someone much fitter than me. So I had to do 20, I had to do 100 squats.
No.
On sore legs.
No.
And then turn, and you weren't allowed to finish until between you, you did 1,500 punches.
What the hell? What's going on in that academy? I remember when I went with you to the class and at the end we did the like conditioning bit and the teacher was like, okay, grab some weights as light or as heavy as you want. And I think the lightest ones there are like, what weight are they? They're like 5 kilos or something. And I'm used to doing Pilates where the weights are like 0.5. And I was like, excuse me, where's my little girl weights, please?
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
The brilliant Kingfisher, Hold Me Down on spin. Tricky. Okay, so far this week we've had scores of 3. On to try and beat that this morning is Lorraine. She's an SNA on the way to school at the moment. You have a long commute every morning?
No, only about 10 minutes.
Oh, that's right. Handy out. Lucky.
Very good. So is your work day the typical kind of school hours, 9-ish till 3-ish?
Half 8 till half 3.
Okay,
not too bad.
That's nice, getting out a bit earlier rather than meeting the traffic when you come out at 5 o'clock or whatever.
It is good.
Real change the game, yeah.
I feel like if it's a teacher, we can be like, what kid do you hate in your class? But when you're an SNA, you're doing really good, important work. So we're not going to ask that.
Absolutely.
Well done, Lorraine. Thanks for all that you do.
Have you been listening to the Tricky 10 over the last while? Do you know what the story is with the €1,000 that if you get all 10, etc.?
It's more the snuggie I'm looking for.
Good.
Wow.
You're looking for the snooty. Well, you could well top the leaderboard this week.
Amazing. I'd say you have loads of extra knowledge as well because you're kind of in classrooms, obviously, around kids. And, you know, they'd be chatting about what's supposed to be going on as well. On top of, obviously, getting all that learning feeding into your ear across the day. Just in case anyone listening doesn't know how this works, Lorraine naturally does. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. Fiona's going to ask Lorraine 10 questions. Each answer will be a number between 1 and 10, and that answer will not repeat. We can only accept your first answer, Lorraine. Bear that in mind. And if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you do top the leaderboard, you will win what you really are after, the fuzzy charge snooty to get yourself lovely and cozy. If you get all 10 questions correct, you're not that bothered, but we'll give you the grand anyway.
That's pittance to Lorraine.
The score to beat at the moment is only 3. Both Aoife from yesterday and Elliot from Monday scored 3 in 55 seconds. So it's all to play for. Wishing you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, Lorraine, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Fill in the blank of this number sequence. 3, 6, what, 12?
9.
Very good. How many goals were scored in the West Ham versus Man U match yesterday?
4.
Stranger Things ran on Netflix for how many seasons?
5.
A standard box of McVitie's Jaffa Cakes contains how many Jaffa Cakes?
48. 42.
Tinchy Strider had a song with N-dubs called Number What?
6.
The band JLS formed on The X Factor with how many members?
4.
In time zones, currently how many hours ahead of Ireland is Istanbul in Turkey?
1.
The word battle contains how many letters?
6.
Okay. and two that we just couldn't get to you there for Lorraine. Okay, very good. How do you think you got on?
Not too good.
We'll see.
Let's have a look.
Let's top them up.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Oh my God, it is the week of threes.
It really is. What's going on?
No idea.
Producer Callum.
I don't know what it is. All the threes this week. The one that caught you out there, how many goals were scored in the West Ham-Man United match last night? I think there was a very late goal from Man United. There was two goals on the clock altogether. On the clock, on the board altogether, might be the term. Damn it. We do have good news. You are officially a member of the Tricky Ten Hall of Fame, Lorraine.
A second one of the week. So that's good.
A standard box of McVitie's Jaffa Cakes contains how many Jaffa Cakes? You said 42. The answer is 10.
I bloody wish. The shrinkflation has hit the Jaffa Cakes hard.
Massively.
Honestly, they're gone in a second.
And then Tinchy Strider had a song with N Dubs called Number What? I don't understand why you're number one. That was them. It was number one. And finally, in time zones, Istanbul is actually 3 hours ahead of Ireland right now. Than one. So that's it. We didn't actually get it. We ran out of time on the last question with the word battle. Sorry, Lorraine, but hey, we will see. How are we going to do this, Callum?
As it stands, like, we're splitting this snooty between three people.
Well, I've three snooties left, so at the minute I can give a snooty to everybody.
Wow, big baller.
But let's just hope no one else gets three and everyone else gets two for the rest of the week.
All right, Lorraine, thanks a mil. Mind yourself.
Thanks so much, Lorraine.
Thanks.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Very good. Big week for the Hall of Fame. So this yesterday was the first Hall of Fame entry of 2026 with Ireland. That was
as an
IFA.
Answer, yeah.
So far, the Hall of Fame is anything that is not the numbers 1 to 10 that you answer, because famously the rules of the Tricky 10, every answer is a number between 1 and 10. So far in the Hall of Fame, we have 12, 13, 18, my personal favourite, a clock, 100, American, 21, 70, Ireland, and now 42. Thank you so much for your contribution, Lorraine. Very good. I know you're an SNA, but really this is more important work.
If you want to get on and play tomorrow, if you think you can beat a score of three, well, hey, it's all to play for. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. And in case you're like new to this and everyone has kind of a lower score, bear in mind last week we got to a score of 9, so we're doing well. We're still waiting with bated breath for a score of 10. When that happens, we'll be giving away €1,000. Tricky in a WhatsApp to play tomorrow right now. Belters only. This is called Do For Love on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right, I've been telling you for a while that I've been needing to swap my car over. I've been needing to make the transition to what we in the business call a mom car.
A mom wagon?
Yeah, a mom wagon, a station wagon. I have always had, I had a Golf, and before that I had a Polo. The Golf that I had most recently was only two door. It was quite low down, not ideal for getting a car seat in and out of, and not ideal for the back pain that comes with being pregnant and being a mother, okay? So I actually bought my mother's old car off her. So it literally is a mom car. It's a Nissan Juke. It's in my possession since yesterday.
Okay. I did see you get in touch, come into the car park this morning, and it
you
took
did.
Me a sec to recognise you. I'd left the building and I was like, that's Fiona in her
Nissan
Juke. Like,
who's that MILF?
But ever since you said this yesterday, you've been wrecking people's heads because there's just Nissan Jukes coming out of the woodwork, it seems. Sue was in touch.
Good morning, guys, especially Fiona. I think you must have offended every Duke in the country yesterday because they're out in force. Mm-hmm. It's all I've seen since you spoke about them yesterday. So much so, I was stuck in a Duke sandwich on my way to work this morning. So a purple one in front of me and a white one behind me. I don't think they're impressed that you called them ugly. So they're out in a Duke parade now.
It's funny, isn't it? As soon as your friend gets a new car, that's the car you see everywhere.
Yeah. And sorry, this was what I was saying yesterday. I was trying to... So my dad's been helping me with the car. He like had it parked in his... He has like under apartment parking facility. Mm. So he was keeping the car there until I was ready to get it and stuff. So I was giving him a lift back in the Duke yesterday. Anyway, he was trying to find the like oil thing for me, and he was like, Google there, where's the oil stick in a Nissan Juke? And when I Googled it, what comes up is like, what's the ugliest car of all time? And Nissan Juke is one of them. So I guess that's what Sue's talking about there, that I've offended the Duke owners. I'm very sorry. It's not me.
You're
it's online research that exists. I'm in the club, girls. But I'm glad that there's loads of them around, because that means I haven't doxed myself now. Very good. Okay. I've got an ugly car. That's not what I say. That's what the online internet says. I've also got a bit of a smelly car. Oh, I was telling you before Christmas, my mom got like a valet of the car and like the car came back and it was like sopping. Like the seats were wet, like the carpets, the like rugs and all were like really, really wet.
Not like damp from being cleaned.
No,
like,
not
soaking.
Like, not like, oh, you just need to open your windows for a while. As in like they were squishy, squelchy. And my sister got into the car and she was like, there's a bit of a smell off this. And then my mom got paranoid because obviously she's selling it to me. She got like a specialist around the house to like suck out the smell of the car. And then my dad was so raging that he brought it back to the original valet and said, this isn't good enough. So they gave it another valet, which to me, I'd be saying, don't take it back there and they might do the smell again. And now that I've been in it for a couple of days, I'm like, I don't know if it's just like my scent is heightened at the moment, which I think it is, but I'm like, there is a smell. There is a smell of damp. And I'm like, will I get it out now? Because it's obviously been sitting there
for so long, yeah.
For a long time.
The thing about it is, we're not going to get one of those Irish days when you get into the car and the car is so hot for ages.
Yeah.
And that's almost what it needs, just to like burn the smell out of it.
Exactly.
But yeah, there's nothing worse when you're in the car and it stinks. It's horrible. I remember once a billion years ago, I was in one of my first cars and I had brought eggs to my granny's house.
Oh
anyway,
gosh.
I could not work out where the smell was coming from. I was like, this car smells like vomit. Who vomited in my car?
No.
And I found under the back seat mat, crunchy old egg.
Stop.
It took so long, like it needed fumigation. Disgusting.
It really does. It's so hard to get the smell because there's so much different fabric that it can cling to in a car.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if anyone else has experienced an issue like this. I think I need some help this morning. Maybe people have fumigated their car. Maybe people have had a damp situation that they need. Maybe if you're a taxi driver and someone's gotten sick in your car, you know how to get the smell.
What you
out.
Don't want as well is any kind of moldy situation. And again, not to be like this person, but like you're gonna have a baby in it as well. You kind of want it nice.
It's gotta be fresh for my darling child. For my little Peggy, I'm at an absolute loss. Like I'm trying to drive around with the windows open, but it's lashing rain at the moment. So I'm giving myself a little sniffle. I'm gonna need people's help. Have you ever gotten the smell out of your car? Please let me know. 087-711-1038.
In particular, a dampy,
damp
musty smell.
A bit of a damp, damp moment.
Any advice this morning for Fiona and her new ugly car? Get in touch. Here's Robert Grace and Home. It's been. How did you
get so unlucky? I've been telling you about how I swapped my car over recently. I got rid of my Golf and I got a Nissan Juke because I need a mom car now that I can get a baby seat in and out of and that doesn't hurt my back, that's not too low down. So I literally purchased my mother's old car off her and she was getting it valeted before Christmas and the valet, I don't know, they just left it kind of soggy. Soggy in the seats, soggy in the carpets, and now there's a bit of a smell of damp. And I like to be someone who people get into your car and say, oh my god, it smells lovely in here.
I sat into your car for the first time a few months ago and I was ashamed of myself because your car smelled like roses.
Well, that's not the way anymore.
It was beautiful.
Now you're going to be like a bit mildewy in here.
I know, it's,
do you know,
not
what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a bit of an odor. It's not too bad, but I'm like, there is something.
But it's also, you just got the car, it's new to you, you want it to be lovely.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, how do we get the smell of damp out of Fiona's mom wagon is the question this morning. Aggie has some advice.
Yeah, actually I was just sending you a text message. You know the little dehumidifier?
Oh yeah,
things.
Yes. Yeah.
You could put a few of them in the car under the seats because if you put that in, it will try to get the smell and the dampness out.
Okay. And they're not, I thought you can only get dehumidifiers that you like plug in.
No. It's the one use sort of things. You can get them in a penny shop as well.
Oh, no way. Very good.
You had an issue with milk years ago, did you?
Oh, no.
Oh, I did, yeah.
It just took so long to get rid of.
And you don't want to know that smell. It's pretty much as the egg situation.
God, Aggie.
Sorry, I just see in your message here, you said even thinking of it now brings back the smell.
Oh, no. God. How long did it take you to get rid of that smell, Aggie?
I sold the car.
You sold the car?
Someone else's problem now.
Okay, that might be what I do. Okay, that's the best advice of the day.
Thanks,
sell
Aggie.
The car.
No worries.
Bye.
This in from Lauren as well.
So yeah, I've had an experience with smells in a car and this wasn't even my car, so it was even 10 times worse, but I was borrowing it.
Okay.
So yeah, my colleague, when we were leaving for Christmas, was like, do you want to take home some milk? I was like, yeah, sure. And then when I got home, the milk was empty. I was like, what the hell? And it had spilled all over the front where the floor area is in the passenger seat. And oh my God, it stunk for weeks. And I was panicking when I had to give this car back because I didn't want it to still smell. But milk is like a horrible, oh my God, it's so bad. But I had to do baking soda overnight and then I had to do vinegar and all sorts. But yeah, it was an experience.
So did it work is my question, Lauren? The baking soda on that.
So, well, that's what Dee said as well, didn't she, about the bicarbonate of soda. So I am 100% going to try that anyway.
Mm. Okay, very good. If you have any more advice for Fiona, 087 711 1038. Get in touch. We want to get this stinkiness out of her new mom wagon.
I feel like I'm really outing myself as a stanky old wagon.
Yeah, but you're not. That's like, the thing.
Yeah, I guess. I've been telling you all morning about how I got a new to me car. I bought my mother's old car because I need a car that I can get a car seat in and out of because I'm having a baby soon. And she got it validated before Christmas and they left a bit of a smell of damp in the car. And we all thought it was gone, but I think it's still there.
Not ideal when it's your new car to you as well, you know. Dee, you have some advice for Fiona here on getting this stink out?
Yeah, buy car of soda, which is something you put in your baking, and it's partly you just sprinkle it on and let it soak in and then hoover it off the next day. It just freshens up everything.
That's so smart. I've actually used that to get the smell of dog pee out of carpets in my house before.
Okay.
I never thought about
it. What's it called again? Sorry.
Bicarb soda.
Bicarb soda.
You use it for getting the smells out of loads of things. That's so smart, Dee.
Yeah.
Okay, I actually am going to try that. Okay, very good. Drizzle that over the carpets and so on. Okay, thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thanks. Bye. Kim is standing by there in line two. You had a damn smell in the car before. What did you do to fix it, Kim?
I had it and my boyfriend had, we both had like condensation in our car. And his smelled really like damp. So you can get these bags on Amazon. They're like filled with that silica gel stuff and they drag all the moisture out of the air.
Oh, that's so smart.
Where can you get them?
On Amazon. Like tenner.
Okay, grand.
You just put it under the seat or whatever?
You just chuck it wherever in your car and then it's got a little spot on it that goes from blue to pink when it's like saturated and take up enough moisture.
Okay.
Then you just microwave it to get it out. So a few of them and a little tree car freshener and it should be golden.
Oh, good. A few of them and a wish and a prayer. Okay, very good. Thank you, Kim. I'm going to order some of them.
No worries at all. Good luck.
Thanks, girl.
Bye. I do think I had to get it valid at the time that an egg crushed in my car.
Oh, stop.
There was no other way.
That's awful.
It's
so
gross.
Hard.
Yeah. Dylan's there as well. I think Dylan knows someone who can help you, Fiona.
So my friend's company, right, runs it out of his house at the moment. SG_valets on Instagram. You should 100% check him out.
Okay,
good.
Had baby vomit in the back of the car there a few weeks back.
Ooh.
He just came in, you know, dropped the car to his house. Got everything sorted within about 4 hours maximum, and it still looks brand new and smells brand new.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Baby vomit. What age is the baby? Is the baby that vomited in your car? If you get me,
9 months now, but she was about 6 back then.
Okay, so she was getting onto solids at the time, so it would be an intense vomit smell. I'm like, was it just milk or what?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Sorry for speaking about vomit on the radio. Okay, interesting. All right, if you get the vomit smell out, I feel like surely you can get the damp smell out.
Call them out again, SJ_Valet, is it?
SG.
SG_Valet.
You can check out the Instagram.
I will surely. Thank you so
you
much,
should.
Dylan.
Yeah, he's based out in Swords.
I hope they give you a free valet for the plug there.
Yeah, they'd want to.
See you, Dylan.
You hope so.
Dylan.
No water, thank you.
Bye. I think the general consensus fee is these dehumidifiers.
Yes.
Because Sarah could text in, my son is autistic and he loves a bottle of milk and one of his bottles was leaking. It went onto the floor in the back of the car. I didn't notice it until the smell came through and it is just disgusting. Got a dehumidifier, a bag of them in Lidl. I have one in the front of the car and two in the back, and so good for condensation as well if your windows get foggy.
Okay, I'm definitely going to get a few of them.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Also lolling at this message that came in from Cahill, you said a few minutes ago. Yeah, I actually used whatever type of
The bicarbonate soda.
Yeah, to get rid of dog pee in your house smell. I'm not a stinky old wagon, but my house also smells like dog pee. Here's Olivia Dean now. This has been. We're getting a bit of stick on WhatsApp for pronouncing a valet as a valet or a valet as a valet.
Mm-hmm.
Going, girls, you don't pronounce the T in valet. Well, do you know what? I disagree. I'm an Irish person. I don't have the balls to say valet.
Valet sounds a bit much.
Like. We were talking yesterday about trying to use big words as an Irish person, like delectable, and how you have to prep yourself 3 days beforehand going, just, you know, don't go red before you say it. We don't have the confidence. And I just Googled it. I actually believe that in our style of English, it is acceptable to pronounce the T. American English, they kind of drop the T. So I think we're all correct. You do you when it comes to the valet valet.
Yeah, shut up. Let us live.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Emma and Fiona with you this morning. Still not much word out of Dave on the old Insta stories. I was expecting more skiing content by now.
He has been very mysterious.
Guys, Scooter Braun is Scooter Brauning again.
Oh.
If you don't know who he was the manager of Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande in his heyday. They both seem to have dropped him over the years. There's been lots of talk about maybe the way he treated them and all that. Yeah. But I don't know the ins and outs. It's all allegedly. Mm-hmm. But he's currently in a couple. I'm so Love Island on the brain. He is in a relationship. He's gone out with Sydney Sweeney at the moment. Anyway, going viral this morning. I've just spotted it. It's basically there is a Justin Bieber fan account ran by this girl. Apparently does very well. And she's been detailing now and going public with her inside partnership with Scooter Braun.
With the girl who runs this the fan account?
It must be a really big, like, powerful Justin Bieber fan account. Okay. And she's now revealing that he used her account to get Justin not to cancel his tour in 2017 by guilt-tripping him with his own fans. She has the WhatsApps, she has all the receipts of him saying, I'll get that account official by next week. You post this picture of him holding the fan, a fan by the hands, and say, please don't let us down, Justin, blah, blah, blah. And basically pressured him when he wasn't doing very well back in 2017. I don't think, like,
no
in his
way.
Own world.
Yeah, he was only a young lad.
He wasn't keeping well either, was
exactly.
He? He was openly, like, starting to be kind of open about his mental health and stuff.
Yeah, really struggling.
And that Scooter Braun used this account to do so. And now it's all out there on a plate. A bit of a deep dive for you this morning. If you're sitting there at your desk and you've just arrived and there's not much going on, I'd go and have a deep dive on that if I was you.
Do. I love that. Yeah, get into the dirty, nitty gritty. Mm. Scooter Braun, he is like king villain
right now.
And that's saying a lot considering what the news kind of stuff we're dealing with. But no, he's a baddie.
Yeah, I think
he's
so
a bad
too,
boy.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
7 minutes after nine on a Wednesday morning, and this date is going to be a very important date as we go forward into 2026 for little old me.
Oh,
I'm a nervous gal today.
Okay.
I don't have a big exam. I don't have anything monumental in terms of the vastness of what other people have to deal with on this random day that is Wednesday the 11th of February. But I do have a haircut, guys.
Hey, that is a big deal. You don't know what could happen in there.
That's the thing.
It's scary.
It's actually this week last year, the last time I put myself in a hairdresser's chair, okay? I dragged the bejesus. I dragged the iris out of this thing. I don't like scissors. I don't like scissors anywhere near my hair.
Yeah.
It makes me very nervous. Last year, I went to get a haircut, which was meant to be a trim. And the hairdresser said, It's kind of killing me that you're not letting me take what needs to come off your hair.
No.
It's in a bad way. I've always had long hair, and its longest it was down to my bum, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of reined it in a little bit now, but I feel naked without my hair. And this girl gave me a bob. She gave me a bob, guys, and
that's an exaggeration.
You've ever
she
had
didn't,
a bob,
but it
Emma.
Was it was the shortest that I've ever seen. Emma
it was said. Just below my shoulders. It was just a little bit more than a bob.
It was a lob.
A frank.
Can you excuse my kind of ignorance as a man here?
Mm-hmm.
On average, how many times a year would a woman get a haircut? Because I feel like Emma,
I'm the other extreme. Yeah.
Once a year is a lot.
The hairdressers would advise you to go and get a trim every 6 weeks. And I'm guessing there's huge benefit to doing that. It just ain't me.
Yeah.
I don't know who actually does that.
Yeah, but that's kind of what's recommended. Get the ends off. And then, you know, it always reminds me of when I did ag science in school. It's a good way to cut the grass. And it grows back quicker.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And it's healthier and you keep maintaining.
I get a haircut about once a month.
Yeah, but you're a boy.
But then Nick and Dave in the office, I think, goes every 2 weeks.
Some lads are every week.
You're very good, Fiona, get your hair cut, aren't you?
No, so before I got my hair cut, did I get it cut about 2 or 3 weeks ago? Before that, I hadn't got it done since the wedding. And now...
That's only November, though.
Well, how long? Yeah, so I suppose, what's that, 3 months?
Yeah, that's really good going, I think.
I suppose, like, when it was blonde, I was probably getting it done, like, a few times a year. But now that it's brown, I'm trying to get it done even less. Like, I'd say I'll try get it done twice a year, and I'm not going for cuts in between.
It's expensive as well, isn't it?
It is expensive, and you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah,
you don't know what they're going to do in there.
And I can't be like the girl I was last year and go, okay, so I have to say, I don't care if majority of it is ripped to bits with split ends. Don't take it off it.
No.
Take the bare minimum.
You were going through a lot last year as well. Like, you just moved in with Jack, you got a dog, you changed the hay. It was like a midlife crisis.
Someone got fired from the show. There was lots of change at the time. But look, I go ahead today, and you know the way sometimes you can say, like, no, like, I really now, I mean the bare minimum, like, not even the inch, like, the bare minimum. It's not going to cut it in this salon, right? They know what they're doing. They know healthy hair. They know what it takes to get a healthy head of hair. So I have some kind of excuses that I've come up with, and I'd like you to see which one you think might be the most effective to go with today. Okay. So I'm going to start with this, just really get the sympathy on board for my looks.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, guys, I actually have a really non-symmetrical face and head. If you look closely, you'll notice my ears are at different heights on my head. True story. My hair is kind of like a load, is kind of load bearing for me. Too much off, and there's a risk my head might actually detach from my neck.
Capsize. Yeah, totally. Okay, that's good.
When I wear sunglasses, I have to tuck my hair under one ear to make the sunglasses not sit weird on my face.
The problem with that one is it's a visual thing, so they can see that. So I know that you're saying it, but they could easily just say to you, no, that's...
I do have a very non-symmetrical face. There's no denying it, especially when I'm in the salon.
It's awkward if they agree with you too heavily about that. If they're like, yeah, I was going to say when you were coming in, girl.
I could say something like, this length is my thermal... It's kind of like my insulation.
Okay.
I was born allergic to scarves. So too much off, I may just freeze and die on the spot.
Yeah, and there's a cost of living right now. So there you need to not be turning the heating on.
Finally, I could say, I want to stand in solidarity with the poor Man United lad, Frank Islett, the man who's not cut his hair for almost 500 days, waiting on Man United to win 5 Premier League games in a row. He has the razor at the ready, and last night when they drew 1-1 to West Ham, he's now back on the drawing board. May his hair never be as long as mine. I can't let him beat me in length.
Now, that's very good, because you're taking a political stance.
I am.
And they can't question your morals.
Exactly.
Your morals.
We just got a WhatsApp in there from Colette there as well. It's like, Emma, I stand with solidarity in you. I got my hair cut 18 months ago and I'm still not over it. Stay strong.
Colette, you understand.
You're one of the brave
understand.
Ones.
Maybe I'll just cancel it.
No, go in. I think the hairdressers understand.
You know
the hairdressers get it.
Colette just said 18 months. I could do another 6 months.
You're going to have to get more off then.
Oh, guys.
Be a brave girl.
I'm so scared.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Hey, welcome on in, one and all. To the greatest radio game of all time! Dave's away, but of course he would never leave us stuck on a Wednesday. He loves Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. He has left us 5 questions and 5 answers for you. On to play this morning. To win 5 IMC Cinema Passes is Louise. The aim of the game, of course, being if Dave asks you a question, you answer with something other than what he has written down. Louise, are you all set to go?
Let's go, let's go for it.
Are you a big fan of Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down?
It's very fun.
It is
very
fun.
You guys make it a lot of fun.
But you were waiting for a week when Dave was away because you're a fan of the game but not of Dave. You're like, I want to play it but without
him.
I was less nervous. Fair enough, he's scary.
He is scary. He can be angry. Okay, let's kick this off with round number one. Dave has left your questions and your answers. The very best of luck, Louise.
Good luck,
question
Louise.
Question one. Name an app on your phone.
Spotify.
Interesting. Spotify is what you've said. And Dave has said...
And I have written down Snapchat.
Yay!
Very good. Well done. That is one IMC Cinema Pass going to you straight away. Would you like to keep playing?
Sure.
What an ick that he said Snapchat. Snapchat.
I was like, I know he's going to say Snapchat, even though he claims so much that he doesn't really use it.
Into round two now, Louise. Good luck.
Question two. Name a famous Irish person.
Sinead O'Connor.
Excellent answer. I feel like he won't have said Sinead O'Connor, but let's see.
And I have written down Katie Taylor.
Very good. You went for the music, you went for the sports. That's two IMC Cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing, Louise?
Yes, please, yes.
Come on, here we go.
Question three. Name any month of the year.
September.
September, the reset, back to school and all that.
And I have written down the best month, April.
Is he saying April's the best month because it's his birthday
month? Oh, very good. Okay, well done. Well done. You and Dave are so not in sync, which is the aim of this game. You've got three IMC Cinema passes. Would you like to keep playing, Louise?
Yeah, sure.
Go on.
Here we go.
Question four. Name a colour of the rainbow.
Yellow.
You're saying yellow.
And I have written down blue.
Yay!
Oh, gosh, I got nervous there, Louise, because they do get harder towards the end. You've got four IMC Cinema passes. Would you like to play for a fifth?
Go for it, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you're so brave, Louise. Well done. Here we go.
Question five. Emma, Dave or Fiona?
Ooh.
Emma. Emma.
Here we go.
And I have written down Fiona.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, Louise, that is brilliant. Oh, I'm so glad. I could cry.
That
well
is
done.
Amazing.
You came, you saw, you conquered. And Dave will hear about this.
I did it, guys.
You did it. How do you feel? Do you feel proud?
I feel great.
You beat David Hammond. Always a great feeling. You mind yourself, Louise. Five IMC Cinema passes heading your way.
Bye, girl.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Fair play to her. That was brave going to the fifth. We have to give a special mention this morning to Chloe's son, who loves the soundtrack to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Oh my God. I love that so much. I nearly threw my microphone off its stand. My clapping was not good, but the singing was excellent.
You're going to have one of them.
Oh my God. How soon can they sing?
I'll Google it.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
What's on your mind, girl?
I'll tell you now. I fear we've gone too far as a society. And can I just say, welcome in. This is the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want and you all have to listen. There is no switch off.
I think that button deactivates.
It does. Across county, everywhere. No longer in operation. So don't even try it.
The Alexas to be like, I can't switch off now.
Can't switch. Didn't understand that command.
Can you please repeat? Actually, I'm going to stop talking because Fiona's final thoughts is on.
No, it's good. We can all chime in. I fear we've gone too far as a society in many ways, but one specifically. Now, I've just seen something on my Instagram this morning. It's a video explainer for filler. Now, we all love a bit of work. We all love a nip and a tuck and a bit of tweakment here and there. This is for earlobe filler.
No, you're not.
Okay?
No.
Why would you get earlobe filler? One might ask. I'll tell you. Restore lost volume. Add support to earrings. Smoothen fine lines and crepey skin. Smoothen fine lines on your earlobes.
Famously, earlobes are pretty
smooth.
Groovy. They've got a lot of grooves. No, as in they've got lobes. Sorry, I'm thinking about ears in general.
No, like the bottom, like where your earrings come out of. And you know,
I always say if I could have anything different. Now, this is just so stupid.
No, go on.
I'd have less lobe.
Less lobe?
I have chunky lobes.
The big lobe.
Yeah. And my friend Emer.
Big lobes.
Massive lobes. my friend Emer, her lobe goes straight into her head. Do you get me?
Oh, I know what you mean.
So
she could only fit one earring in there probably. She has them.
They do go up. But it just goes straight into the head. There's no hangy down bit. Whereas look at my dangly bit.
That's just normal, Emma.
Yeah, but it's huge.
No, it's just normal.
Callum's go kind of into his head as well.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I just picked a hair out of my earlobe.
Well, that's a bit of
TMI.
Can I see your ears? That's too much information for Fiona's final
thoughts. Fuck. Fiona's got straight into your head. sure your head is... Oh, they don't.
I have no... Oh, girl, they saggy. I'm not booking in for earlobe filler. I'm just like, do you ever get... You hear of something and you're like, I never knew that was a problem until now.
And then wait until you see in 3 years' time we're all going around with our weird massive lobes.
Yeah, with our like puffed out like duck lip ear filler.
Look how squishy they are.
They're squishy.
It's just a nice little... You give your earlobe a little squeeze there.
Sometimes I do feel sorry for Emer because her beautiful... I'm so jealous of her. The fact that she doesn't really have a hangy lobe, it just goes straight into the head. Yeah. I'm like, you can't have a grab.
You can't have a grab.
It's a good bit of stress relief.
Today, instead of getting earlobe filler, just give your earlobe a little squeeze and say, you are enough.
You don't get enough. They don't get enough love.
Love your lobe, all right?
And check for hairs while you're there as well.
Mine also go into my head, says somebody. My husband calls me lobeless.
Stop.
I'm so jealous of you. Send me a pic.
Lobeless.